أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you may know, we were talking about the meaning of the concept of justice. In our previous session, we touched some theories in regard with the meaning of justice. To remind you of the theories that we dealt with in our previous session, I will very briefly mention them and then we'll proceed to new theories that are available in this connection. I said that according to some schools of thought, justice is nothing but compliance with social norms. Do as what social norms require you. If you do so, you will be just. And if you do not do so, you will be unjust. Some other scholars were of the view that justice was nothing but a tool in the hand of mighty people. Mighty people would use justice as a tool to exploit the poor and to exploit the oppressed. It is nothing more than an umbrella which the mighty is using. A third group was there who was of the view that justice is nothing but acting in accordance with the agreement made. When you agree to do certain things, if you act in accordance with the implications of your agreement, then you are a just person, a just community, or a just nation. But if you break the agreement, and if you do not comply with the implication of the agreement made, then you are not just. You could be described as unjust. These theories were the theories which we talked about before. Of course, we also leveled some criticisms against these theories, saying none of these theories is acceptable from the viewpoint of Islam. Islam has its own theory of ethics, its own theory of justice. The theory that is advocated by Islam in Muslim scholars does not comply 100% with the theories mentioned. In this session, we will introduce some new theories of justice. One of the theories which we partially mentioned in our previous session is the theory of mean. This theory was established by Aristotle, the Greek philosopher. It is advocated and supported by many, including some Muslim scholars. Muslim scholars, Muslim moralists, mostly are of the view that the theory of mean is the best theory in regard with justice. As I mentioned before, according to this theory, man has got three main important faculties. If he acts in accordance with the principle of justice, he is supposed to act in accordance with the principle of moderation or the middle state. If you follow the principle of the middle state, if you follow the principle of moderation, then you are a just person. Otherwise, we cannot describe you as just. According to this theory, man has got three main faculties. And if these faculties are managed properly, then justice will be reached. We have got the faculty of anger. We have got the faculty of passion. And we have also got the faculty of intellect. These faculties are the main faculties that constitute our mindset. According to this theory, we are composed of these three ingredients. These three elements make up our mind. So if we are able to manage these faculties properly, then we will be reaching a state of equilibrium. We will be reaching a middle state, that is a desirable state. And otherwise, we will not be just. How can we reach the middle state? According to Aristotle and those who follow him and those who support him, you, for example, you have got the courage. If you make use of your courage very excessively, then it is very bad. It will be termed as recklessness. It is bad because it will endanger your life. You will put your life at risk very easily, and that is not good for you, for your safety, because you have to take precautious measures in order to protect yourself, in order to protect your life, in order to protect your property and your belongings. You are not allowed to do every kind of reckless actions in the name of courage. No, it is not courage. It is madness. It is bad. So if you make use of courage excessively, then you will be termed as reckless, and that is not good. And if you do not make use of it, and if you use it very deficiently, then you will be termed as coward. And cowardice is also a very bad state of a fear. It is not acceptable to be coward. The best state is the middle state. That is in between the two extremes. The excessive extreme and the deficient extreme. So the best state is the middle state, and that is the state which is called bravery or courageousness. Similarly, other faculties are also there, the faculty of passion. If you make use of passion too much and excessively, then you will be termed as vulgar. And vulgarity is not a good idea and is not a good thing. And if you do not make use of your passion at all, if you do not make use of your lust at all, then you will be described as a person who has reached the state of celibacy, a person who does not get married. He follows this state of fear. So that's also not good. The middle state is the best state. You must get married and you must make use of your lust, but properly and moderately. And that is the state which is called chastity. And chastity is a desirable state. Similarly, you have got the faculty of intellect. If you make use of your intellect very excessively, according to the scholars of ethics, then you will reach the state of evil-mindedness. You will be an evil-minded person, a very bad person, a devilish person. And if you do not make use of your intellect at all, leaving it aside, not touching it at all, then you, again, you will be reaching a state not desirable. You will be an idiot, a foolish, a person who does not make use of his intellect. So the best state is the middle state. In this state, you will be making use of your intellect and you will be a wise person. So if you manage these faculties properly, and if you reach the state of equilibrium in managing these faculties, then you will be a just person. This is also a theory of justice. Of course, the domain of theory is just your ethical duties and ethical obligations. It does not actually cover, and it does not give a coverage the social area. However, it talks about personal duties and personal obligations. So this is also a conception of justice. This conception is supported by Muslim scholars, including Narraqi, as I mentioned before. But this theory is also not free from difficulties and criticisms, and there are difficulties with this theory. And therefore, we cannot say that this theory is the best theory. Of course, to act in accordance with this theory is less problematic and is good to some extent, but it does not include everything. There are things that have to be touched, and there are ideas that have to be looked at. So we propose another idea in regard with the meaning of the conception of justice. According to some scholars and according to some specialists, justice is nothing but acting in accordance with your religious duties. Of course, all of us are religious minded. All of us follow a specific religion, and we are supposed to act in accordance with the principle of the religion which we have embraced. Every religion prescribes certain things, certain ideas, and certain principles. Look, for example, at Shia religion. The religion of Shia is a religion that asks us to be honest. It demands from us to be truthful, to be righteous, to be speaking the truth, and to fulfill our oaths and our promises, and so on and so forth. Now, if you act in accordance with these obligations, if you are a promising person, if you are a truthful person, if you are an honest person, and if you do not tell a lie, and if you keep your promises, then of course you are a just person. We can follow you in prayer, and you can be a prayer leader. But of course, if you do not pay attention to this kind of obligations, if you ignore your obligations towards yourself, towards your family, and towards the society, and towards God, the Almighty, then of course you are not a just person. It is a very concrete theory. It is a very understandable theory. We say Mr. X is very just and Mr. Y is not just. This theory provides us with sufficient standards and qualifications on the basis of which we can judge who is just and who is not just. Who is respecting the principle of justice and who is not respecting this principle? The obligations Islam has introduced are very clear. Give a look at Tawzih al-Masail or Risale Amaliyah written by Maraji and the scholars. You will come across a number of duties. Now look, who acts in accordance with these duties and who does not? Who respects these duties and who does not? Who pays attention to these obligations and who does not? Anyone who does his duties fully, anyone who respects his obligations completely, he is the one who can be described as just. He is the one whom we must respect as a just person. And anyone who overlooks these duties, who passes by these duties as if he does not see these duties, then we cannot describe him as just and we cannot follow him in prayer. This is a very good theory. It is, first of all, it is very easy to understand and grasp. Secondly, it is very simple and not complicated and complex. And therefore, and thirdly also, we can say that it can actually have a wider domain and it can include every walk of life. And because of all these characteristics and qualities, we can say that this theory is a theory that can solve our problem and that is advisable. So according to this theory, we must try to act in accordance with our duties. Justice is like every other thing. For example, let me give you some examples. For example, look at the example of house or whom. Whom is a general term. It can be used for a whom that is made of wood. It can be used for a whom that is made of iron. And it can be used to describe a castle. So look at the range of the usage of this term. It can be used for every kind of place wherein you live. It can describe every kind of accommodation. Similarly, you can, for example, look at the term aeroplane. In the beginning, when aeroplane was invented, it was very simple, but again, it was called aeroplane. But now that it has reached its advanced stage, again, we call it aeroplane. So look at the variety of its usages. And similarly, every other things are the same. Same is the case with justice. Justice is a name with which we describe our ideology, with which we describe our oughts and ought nots. We ought to do some things and we ought not to do some things. We must do some things and we must not do some things. We should do some things and we should not do some things. All these things can be described as justice. And that is why Marxists describe their ideology as just. And they say that if you act in accordance with their ideology, you have acted in accordance with the principle of justice. Socialists of the view that their ideology is the ideology that manifests justice. And capitalists are of the view that they are the ones who are respecting justice. And their school of thought, if they have any, is reflecting justice. So it is a name. But we must not be fooled by the term justice. We must look at the content of justice. What is the content of the justice which you use? The term alone is not important. We must be concerned about the content of the justice which you apply in the elements which we make use of. So this is a good theory, and there are certain evidence in our Islamic documents that support this theory. Look at this verse. This verse is in the Holy Quran. It tells us that justice is something like acting in accordance with our duties. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah orders you to act in accordance with the principle of adl, or justice, and of course ihsan and kindness. وَإِتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. And look, this could be an example of justice. وَإِتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. And to give to your relatives, and to help your relatives. It could be an example of being just. You say you are a just person. You say you are very much fond of justice. How can we accept that you are fond of justice? We must look at your practice. Do you help your relatives? Do you respect your parents? Do you avoid telling a lie? If you do all these things, then you are just. Otherwise, you are not just. And therefore, the verses, وَإِتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. They are the ones who help their relatives and spend for their relatives. وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. And they are the ones who prohibit fahsha and munkar, something that are not acceptable, about which we talked before. So this instances, these examples, give us the clue to understand the meaning of justice. Justice is nothing but acting in accordance with your duties. Adhere to your duties, you are just. Respect your obligations, you are just. Of course, the obligations that are given to us by God, they are the best things. They are in accordance with the principles of, you can say, mean, in the principles of rationality and other principles. So they do not lack in anything. They are not deficient at all. The principles, the obligations which we do are the most perfect ones. And therefore, if we act in accordance with our obligations, it means we have done and we have acted in accordance with the principle of justice. That is all. Thank you very much.